After posting the invitation for the Girls Only event, I was privately contacted by several titillated cuties. Some wrote that they were shy, but found the invite intriguing. Each was concerned that they would be pushed past their comfort level. Even though the event was a place to test personal boundaries, it was set up to be a safe and respectful environment. Everyone was invited to think, listen, watch, and perhaps engage in some kind of erotic or kinky play. They would be responsible for their own actions without any pressure. For some of these ladies, I knew that just walking through the door would be their limit. It would mean that they were acknowledging the fact that erotically, women were interesting to them. Oh my! One of my boundaries was wondering if anyone would actually show up. So, like usual, I pressed through by prepping and preparing as though they would all walk through the door. I went to the dollar store and let my mind go wild. I picked up a variety of items that could potentially enhance some of their experiences they might be considering. With my kinky mind, I came up with quite a variety of items. Things like, of course, spanking implements, clips, oils, powders, rubber gloves, sanitation liquid, baby bottles, and pacifiers. Our party host provided me a large one-bedroom suite. I set the room up with all the chairs, table, and sofas focused on where I would stand to introduce the parameters of the event. The room accommodated about 20 tushies. Oh la la. I threw all of my whimsical and kinky novelties out on the tables and waited for the show to start. My door guards were there on time, armed and ready with a list of the girls who followed direction and RSVP'd. They were instructed to give each of them a simple string necklace laced with two clothespins and a laminated tag printed with my blog information on it. Growing my audience is the only way I can continue to bring fun stories like this one to you. The girls who showed up without having RSVP'd were verbally reprimanded at the door for their lack of following directions, and then handed a necklace and admitted as well. Dressed in my testosterone-threaded original flight suit, I was pleased and somewhat relieved to see the stream of curious women walking through the door. I gently greeted each one and invited them to take a seat. Altogether, there were over 20 ladies gathered. They represented all levels of play. Some were married, some single. A few groups were there, and even a couple of pros. Initially, my attention was on the shy girls who had written me in advance. I was less concerned with the more extroverted girls. My presentation began with introducing myself and acknowledging each one of them for walking through the door. I knew it might be the only boundary some of them were going to cross that day. I then shared a bit about my background and a story that exemplified the kind of boundaries I had pushed myself through in the past. Now it was their turn to introduce themselves and share their item for show and tell. Some came prepared and some didn't, of course. It was fascinating to watch each girl chat about herself and her interests in playtime with another woman. I was impressed as they watched and listened intently and shared sweetly. After everyone had shared, I told them that there was only one rule to follow during the next hour. They were not allowed to chat idly. Instead, their conversation had to be sexy and related to the play they might be seeking. Pointing to the toys sprinkled on the table, I got them to giggle and relax as we segued into the action of the party. We had several kinky scenes that took place in our private space. I was given permission to take some photographs for their own and your enjoyment. Here you go.